Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Elder Ngube.
Good afternoon to you too.
I hope you are well. Are you good?
I am excellent. I'm excellent.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us here in the Adventist World Radio. Now, we're talking about Christian principles for healthy friendships. And, you know, in the last 50 years, we have seen sweeping technological advancements. Yet, technology has done little to confront the problems of loneliness and emptiness. Perhaps, like no other time in human existence, loneliness plagues teenagers and adults alike. And yet, one of the first recorded sentences God ever uttered about man was, "It is not good for man to be alone." That's according to Genesis 2:18. So it is imperative that we know how to develop godly friendships. And of course, we're going to be focusing on this throughout this week. My elder, that was just the background. I do hope that... are you on the road? I'm hearing quite a bit of sounds there.
Yeah, you most probably would hear a bit of rumbling.
Yeah.
But just give me a minute or two.
Okay.
I will be settled enough.
All right, no, that's fine. And so if you are listening from anywhere that you are listening from, it is 1534 here in the Southern Hemisphere. Whether you're listening to us from the UK, US, or you are in Asia, or somewhere in Europe, please do make sure that you enjoy the time with us. We've got a beautiful weather, by the way. It's a fantastic this side of town. I do hope that yours is also good over there. If you want to be part of this conversation, please do make sure that you hit us up on +27 734 703520, and please let's hear what your view is. And of course, Elder Ngube is going to be helping us in leading this discussion literally this whole week, this time every week until literally on Friday. Elder Ngube, are we settled?
I think we are better now.
Yeah, much better, actually. Much, much better. Now, ngiyathembelanga lakho beligahle mfowethu.
No, I have had a beautiful day so far.
Lovely. Now, what is the purpose of fellowship and friendship? Let's just start there in the first place. What's the purpose of friendship and fellowships?
Well, I think, as you alluded to when you started the program, it is not good for men to be alone.
Mm.
I think that's the premise of any relationship that humanity can have. So by saying that, we understand that God's intention was that men should have companionship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So companionship is what is at the core of men's existence.
Mm-hmm.
Because therein men is fed, man is clothed, man is taken care of, and man's well-being is in a holistic way taken care of.
Mm. Yeah. Now, Webb, how would you define, you know, in your space, what a healthy friendship is?
What a healthy friendship is, you see, people have spoken of a balanced diet. A healthy friendship is where you find that you are socially, you are spiritually, you are economically, and most probably you have a network of people that surround you that make sure that all the needs that are necessary for your life to go on are met.
Mm. Okay. And is it always the case with healthy friendships?
Well, with anything healthy, everything has to be balanced.
Okay.
If you take, for example, if we are going to only play in our relationship, then maybe another side of our lives will be stifled. So in whatever we do, we have to create a balance that makes us grow in other facets of our lives. So growth is the main need for friendships, other than any other thing that can be given or that can be said in the situation that we're talking about.
Now, what are some Christian principles evident in a godly friendship?
Okay. There are many things that we should consider as Christians. One of the main things that we should consider as Christians is that the main principle of being a Christian is to find friends that have a common cause. Because the Bible says that bad company corrupts good morals. So just in the fact that whoever surrounds you adds value or devalues you. So those are the two base principles that person.
I think you've moved around now. I'm beginning to lose you a bit. Did you move around? Because now we were perfectly fine, and now I'm beginning to lose you. I didn't hear the last bit of your sentence.
Oh, I was saying that, you see, all my friendships have been based on the fact that I have chosen people who edify me. More than people who take away from you.
Ah, okay. All right. Now, Walter, you know, I get worried a lot, and I see this in many of, social media spaces, WhatsApp group statuses, etc., where people would write that I would rather have friends who will help me grow, friends who will help my spirituality, etc., etc. And it seems that people from friendships are looking for people to come and positively contribute, but I hardly see people saying, I want a friendship where I would influence positively. Should that be the case?
You see, the problem that we have is that we are living in a fast world that makes people have plastic friendships. And the plastic friendships do not last.
Yeah.
They look beautiful in the beginning, but the end is a disaster. So when choosing friends, I think it is important to consider the value that the person brings onto the table.
But also the not a value that you will also be offering to the other individual.
That's why in the beginning we agreed that it has to be balanced.
Yes, definitely.
What is done on the right has to be done on the left.
Fantastic. I love that. Now, please do explain for us the concept of being equally or unequally yoked in a friendship.
Okay, maybe let me explain to you where this comes from.
Right.
The fact is this: when people used to plant and grow stuff in the field, they used to use cows and donkeys for plowing. And the yokes that are used for the two animals are not the same, because their source of pulling the yoke is different.
Yeah.
So if you would put an ox and a donkey, they would not perform exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the other would weigh more on the other than it would work.
Mm-hmm.
So the concept of being unequally yoked, it is when young Christians choose to have friends who are not of the same belief with them.
Okay.
So when we choose, our choices are to be made in such a way that all that we do subscribes to the God that we worship. So hence we should be equally yoked.
Okay.
So that when there are problems, we have got a point of reference where we can say to each other, but this is the way that we always walk in. Because what I think with social media and all the other things that we have a problem is that they are the broader way, and everyone does as they please. But yet our friendships should be chosen because necessarily we are under the same umbrella of a Christ who intends to save us from our sin.
Yes, yes. Now, can we be friends with people who don't necessarily hold the same principles or faith or even belief systems as we do?
Well, that's a difficult question to really answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Why am I saying this?
All right.
We have got relatives that we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Who we cannot wash out. We cannot wash off because we are now Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that we can control how much of time we can spend with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that we are not contaminated in thought and in deed.
Okay.
Because the Bible, we have heard that by beholding we become changed.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we spend more time with is who we become.
Yeah. True.
So as young people navigate life, it is important to understand that we can have friendships with people who are not necessarily Christian.
Mm.
But the friends that we choose of our own.
Yeah.
Of whom we are, whose families we are not born into, those we have to use the discretion that God gives us.
Now,
because as I was saying, we have got an example in the Bible of David and Jonathan.
Jonathan, yes.
You will find that in the book of Samuel.
Mm.
I think it's chapter 18. Yes. First Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. Mm. If I may read, if you allow me to read.
Please go ahead.
First Samuel chapter 18, verse 1 says, As soon as he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of David was knit to the soul. The soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as he loved his own soul. Saul took him that day and would not let him return to his father's house. Then Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as his own soul.
Mm.
So in this, we already find that to be a friend is to give yourself to someone as though you love yourself in that person. Then the Bible continues to say,
yeah,
on verse 5, on verse 4, and Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was on him and gave it to David,
mm,
and his armor, and even his sword and his bow and his belt. And David went out and was successful wherever Saul went with him. So one of the attributes of friendship is selflessness, where one treats the other as though they are treating themselves. Actually, in actual fact, Jonathan was saying that you are now equal and heir to the throne like I am, because I've given you everything that a prince should have.
Mm.
So that in itself says that we choose friends who edify and gratify so that we can be successful in the endeavors that God has intended in our lives.
Mm. That's quite nice, man. Quite nice. Now, you've shared an example of a beautiful, healthy friendship, that of Jonathan and David, and a beautiful, and extract that from the book of Samuel. Do we have an example of one that is not a healthy one from the Bible?
Yes, we have. We always have. If you look into the book of Judges,
mm,
we have got a friendship of a man called Samson,
mm,
and a woman called Delilah.
Ah, okay.
The choices we make in the people that we choose as friends are equal to the consequences that we meet in the relationships that we have.
Mm, mm.
We all know that in the end, Samson had no eyes and he lost his contact with God.
Mm, 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 mm. Mm, great lessons there.
So whoever we choose in our space,
yeah,
will definitely determine our end.
Mm. Very profound. Whoever we choose in our space will determine how the end becomes. Very important statement there. Now, I want to let you go, but before I do, the Bible, of course, you mentioned that we should not be unequally yoked, but also the Bible at the same time says you are the salt of the world. Being the salt means that you are among the people, if I understand. So how do we then solve this conundrum where you should not be unequally yoked on the one hand, and on the other, in the instruction that you should be the salt of the world?
Okay, I would want you to look at what the uses of salt were in the time when Jesus spoke these words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, unlike the thought that we have that, you see what, the salt was just used in the food.
Mm.
Actually, it was used as a fertilizer, because the salt in the Dead Sea has a lot of potash,
mm-hmm,
which is used in fields for plants to be productive.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing much that the salt needs to do except for it to be salt.
Okay.
So what I'm actually saying is that there is nothing much that Christian young people are required to do to do except to be Christian.
Mm.
Because the Bible then says that if the salt has lost its flavor, it should be thrown onto the ground and people should walk on it. Then it becomes useless.
Mm. Yeah, that's quite
but
true.
But one other thing, maybe just to finish up.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing was that salt was used as a chemical to kill bacteria.
Mm.
That's why we find that the Bible then says that the salt should also be used on the dunghill.
Mm.
So that it can kill bacteria that makes things rot or that makes things smell.
Mm.
So our duty as young Christians is to become so much of salt that people notice our usefulness even if we are in a jar.
Mm. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hmm. Beautiful stuff.
So our usefulness is just in being salt.
Ah, all right.
And let us be as true as much as we can, yeah.
As much as we can. Well, Mdala, I must thank you so much for your time and for being able to make time for us this afternoon. We're going to be connecting with you again same time and same place. If you've been listening to this conversation, do catch us or tomorrow at 3:30. Elder Ngobe is going to be coming back to talk some more about the issue of friendships in the constant context of a Christian environment. Thank you so much, my elder.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to our listeners.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.